little later on in the program, we will have tickets to go see WrestleMania, which is happening this Sunday in Orlando at Camping World Stadium. Are you excited?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, I'm excited for Friday.
I wish I was watching from home.
I'll take your tickets.
Because I don't want to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning the next day after I have to drive home from Orlando on Sunday.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not looking forward to that.
Pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taking my son, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to have a blast.
You can come in late.
Can I? Thank you, Carmen. You're awesome. Appreciate it.
You thought you were a lax boss. She's just letting everybody slide.
So it'll be over at like, what, 11 o'clock?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but then you got to think of when you're leaving. You know what I mean? Like the traffic and stuff like that. So, yeah, it might get done like 11, 11:30. But you're not getting out of that parking lot for like an hour or 2 hours.
Oh, Christ.
Do you remember how long it took us to get out of the parking lot of Joe Robbie Stadium when we went in Miami?
Yeah.
It literally took us 3 hours to get out of there.
Yeah.
And that was a nightmare.
So unless you plan on leaving like an hour early, you're not getting home until like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Oh, I'm not going to leave an hour early.
Oh, God.
You never know what. It's going to happen. You won't see who the champ is.
You say it like
you don't even know who's in the main event, so I wouldn't mock it.
The main event? I know exactly who's in the main event.
Who?
Darby Trickster.
And?
And Seth Maniac.
And you do know. I'm a longtime Darby Trickster fan, so I'm not leaving until I know what happens.
I know Brock Lesnar is going to be facing Goldberg.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Had a match and it lasted like 2 seconds.
He
it was like
speared.
The worst thing ever.
I know that Seth Rollins is going against what's his name?
Triple H. Is he?
No. Seth Rollins is going against
Darby Saxton.
Trickster.
Oh, Darby Trickster.
The Great Mohican. Terry Daniels is fighting
Flying Dickster.
Shoot, Robbie.
Shoot.
Is this a work?
I love all these people.
Is this a work or is this a real? I don't know what they.
Best what WrestleMania. Is, shoot.
Listen to me. You better brush up because Friday morning we're broadcasting live from WrestleMania headquarters and there's going to be these Darby Tricksters going to sit down with us. You better know his background.
All I need to know is 3 letters. R-B-D.
Yeah, in 97.
Yeah, I'm about to do the frog splash on you.
Holy Christ.
No, all right. Yes. So some of the real guys. So there's, I know Seth Rollins is a real guy.
Right.
Triple H only wrestles WrestleMania because he owns the thing now or runs it or whatever. Brock Lesnar is going to be involved somehow.
Goldberg.
Is the undead. Undertaker, is he still?
Undertaker has a match, yeah.
Is he's
Roman Reigns?
Oh, is there Undertaker? Roman Reigns? I knew that would be a guy. What about...
John
Cena. Neil Lipschitz. He's out. Barry Horowitz?
No, what is... what's his name? Bray Wyatt? Is he involved?
Main event.
Main event. Yeah, Bray Wyatt versus... Bray Wyatt is
versus
going against...
a third-generation wrestler.
Against a third, Randy Orton.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
You knew it.
Yeah, I like that.
That is correct, sir.
I was going to say The Rock.
You had Randy Orton. You had Cowboy Bob Orton.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the other Orton.
And
I
then you
made
had
that
Horton Orton.
Orton Hears a Who.
Favorite movie.
Yeah. So
if you give me a little bit of info, I know who they are.
As long as you can fake it through.
And if I see him, I can tell you.
This is the most exciting thing.
We have a run-in by CM Punk.
No.
That's not going to happen.
Never
happen. Oh, God.
It will happen one day, but not right now.
I was going to say, didn't The Rock just call him out?
Yeah,
and
he got in trouble
ago?
For it. Called him on the phone from the ring.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah, he got in trouble for it.
No, he got in trouble.
What about Sting? Sting retired?
Sting retired, but he will be... in Orlando, because they have Comic-Con, they have WrestleCon on Saturday.
What about...
the 123 Kid, X-Pac, he'll be there.
What about Justin Case?
No, it's Justin Credible.
Justin Credible.
Justin Case.
Justin Case is a radio guy, and I'd rather see him.
What about... Who was the big ECW guy that finally moved over to WWE?
I don't know.
He was a small guy, but he was... he was like the number one guy in ECW, I think. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
There are a lot of
What about Sheamus? Sheamus going to be involved?
Sheamus will be there.
Uh-huh.
And Cesaro.
What about Fandango?
The Fandra. I forgot. their tag team name. Him and Tyler Breeze are a tag team.
Oh, yeah.
Fabrizio or something. Ooh. I forgot. I don't know.
What about those guys? The Fabrizio guy, whatever. What's up? What's up? The Italian dudes or whatever.
Who?
We had him on the phone. He was like the...
Oh, Enzo. Enzo Amore. Yeah. They're great.
Okay.
One thing I'm looking forward to is the return of, and I don't know if it's going to happen on WrestleMania, but the Hardy Boys.
Oh!
And Jeff Hardy. Man. That's a big deal.
Jeff Hardy, yeah.
That's a big deal. They could come out at any time.
And jump all over the place, do stuff. What about...
Jericho against KO.
What about the Dudley Boys? Oh. Are they doing anything?
No, they're like done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spike Dudley was really something.
I don't know. It wasn't him. He's not dead. Another guy is.
Okay.
But what was the other guy? The little hardcore Holly's little helper. Elroy. Oh, man. Anyway, what do we have coming up in real news?
Coming up in news, we have Proud of Your Name, Lose Those Leggings, Ladies, and Can't Get to Sleep. We have some help.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cocaine?
No. Well, why would cocaine help you sleep?
I don't know. I never did it. I don't know what it does. No, it doesn't. It evidently gives you a big zip.
No.
Hey, your pig is huge.
He's so cute.
Your pig's bigger than your dog.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. You Snapchatted that picture last night that it was bigger than the dog.
It was just the way they were laying because he was closer to the camera.
All right.
But yeah.
What are you saying? Trick photography?
Yeah. Okay. No, I mean, he definitely is getting bigger. I mean, but.
How much would you say he weighs right now?
85 pounds.
No, like maybe.
More than my son.
12 pounds.
12 pounds?
Maybe.
Do you know what 12 pounds is?
Yeah, he's supposed to get 40
pounds. It's a lot of bacon, is what it is.
No, 12 pounds is nothing. Yeah. Like, 12 pounds is smaller than, like, a Jack Russell.
That's what I'm saying. When I first got him, he was only 2 pounds. And then when I took him to the vet to get all his checkups and get neutered or whatever, he was 6 pounds. And that was 3 months ago.
So why is
that
how you're going to cry?
I don't know.
Are you really going to cry?
No, I'm not going to cry. I'm just having, I'm having a hard time today. Listen, it was a long weekend.
Is your sleep constricting your airflow and pushing against your throat?
Oh, come on.
What'd you name it?
What weighs more, your Zed or your pig?
Let me get a load of it again. It's pretty good. Oh, you covered it up.
I know, you're welcome.
Airlock, here's Carmen. Put the camera on me, John.
Not that bad.
Here you go.
I love when we're talking about the pig and he's showing pig barbecues on the boat.
Delicious. So messed up.
All right, let us take a break.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
This Thursday after the show, we'll be headed to Orlando. It's Friday. We are broadcasting live from WrestleMania headquarters in Orlando, in downtown Orlando. And WrestleMania Sunday at Camping World Stadium. The Hall of Fame is Saturday, where DDP and Kurt Angle and a bunch of other guys that we know are being inducted. That's how we know we're getting old, when guys we know are getting inducted into the Hall of Fame.
So they have... They have the WrestleMania in Florida quite a bit, don't they?
Well, it makes sense weather-wise, because they do it outside. Oh, okay. They do it outside.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was just in Orlando a couple of years ago.
And then it was in Miami not too long ago.
It was never in Tampa. They didn't, I don't know what the deal is. They've not had one in Tampa.
That's surprising. That's same with, they've had a few UFC, but I would think they would have more UFC here in Tampa.
I was a guest on Rock Riley's television show on Bay News 9. Where I knew for a fact that Jerry Briscoe went over to Tropicana Field when the Rays first started playing, and they scouted it for WrestleMania, and I went on the air and I said, I know for a fact the next year's WrestleMania will be here in Tampa.
Oh my
God. Yeah. WWE called me that night, and they're like, we're not coming to Tampa, you idiot. I'm like, just look at it. It's not even set up right. We had to go look at it to see it, and we realized it just won't work.
What do you go, Scoop?
Way to deliver false, fake news.
Fake news.
Stolen wrestling valor. WrestleMania is actually happening once again at Camping World Stadium, which is a huge upgrade, Galvin, to when we went last time. They have a history there. It's where the XFL games were played.
Uh-huh.
And then we saw WWE WrestleMania there once before. And I likened it to being at Thunderdome. There were fires and garbage cans and... There were people with mohawks walking around hitting little kids. It was just a weird environment. Now, the last thing I saw there was Guns N' Roses, and it's a whole new stadium.
Redid it all, yeah.
So, with that being said, if you would like to go now is the time to get on the phone lines because we will be playing a game that we just made up during the commercial break, right?
Yeah.
And hold on. And you, I, we need theme music, I would think, right?
Okay.
Hold on. I got to find a good... If I played a WWE theme, would you be able to guess whose it is?
Probably not.
Hold on. I got to see if I can recognize any of them before I ask you to.
Here, I have one for you. You want me to play one?
Yeah, you play and I'll see. It's just...
Okay. All right, partner. Keep on going.
Well, that's Undertaker.
That yeah, was, that's Undertaker.
American Badass.
Yeah. What about this one?
The MIDI version?
Yeah, that's the MIDI version. That is Randy Savage's theme for WWF WrestleMania.
Hold on. I'm trying to find some here, but I got all old-ass ones. All right, who is this? See if you know. You're the current WWE expert.
Okay.
It's great because it's got a sound. Once you hear this, like, no one in this arena has the balls to fight me. Oh, the place goes crazy. Like Stone Cold's. This is former Mike Calda Show guest and WWE fighter Kevin Owens.
Okay.
We find another one. Hold on. Some of these are old. I don't know which. All right, how about this one?
That is the Nature Boy.
No.
No. That is...
I
don't
know his name.
Daniel Bryan. That is Daniel Bryan.
Carmen,
you're
allowed
to play the game. Jump in while you know, of course.
Okay. I didn't know. I thought it was just for non-wrestling folks.
Who is that? Hold on. Let's start over. And let me tell you, I'm not afraid of anyone in the WWE. Oh!
Randy Orton.
No. Way bigger. That's Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
You guys are failing, man.
I don't know whether I should feel bad about that.
Yeah, great.
Larry Lujack. Animal Stories.
That is the Wolf Pack, the NWO Wolf Pack.
Oh, it's scary.
All right, how about this? You're not going to get this. Any idea?
Buckethead.
Nope.
Jimmy Eat World.
This is Dolph Ziggler. All right, this is one of the biggest names in the WWE right now. Do you know this one?
Roland Reigns. What's his name?
Roland Reigns. Roman Reigns. No, this is AJ Styles.
I have one for you.
I got it.
Can you guess who this is?
This is a train of men.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels.
No way. Yeah.
No. Can I tell you why?
Shawn Michaels, ladies and gentlemen.
The best bass ever. It's raining men.
Hallelujah, it's raining men. Every man. Well,
can I tell you why?
Why?
Because Shawn Michaels' song is so much gayer.
Because he sang it himself.
Did he?
Yeah, the one.
I'm sexy. Oh, yeah. Do you know who wrote it?
Who?
Another big homo. Not really. Not gay, just a big homo.
Who?
Jimmy Hart.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Jimmy Hart had to write that. Oh. I'm sexy. Hold on, right. Oh, brother. All right, there
you
go. I like Random Men better. All right, let's get a real theme song in there, okay? Hold on. Carmen?
Yes.
You know a little bit about wrestling.
Yeah, not a lot.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm going to give the person, the contestant, an opportunity to pick somebody that they want to play for.
Oh, okay.
So if it's not, if they don't want to play for themselves, like say they're a mother trying to win it for their kids,
right? Mm-hmm.
They may say, no, I don't know, you know, wrestling, I want one of you guys to play.
Right, so. Right, right. I do watch it on a regular basis.
You do. But, you know it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the top. Jason, you're on the Mike Calta Show. How are you doing, Jason?
Doing great. Thank you, Travis.
Are you a wrestling fan?
I was for a long time. I took a little break, but I'm getting back into it now.
All right. Are you going to play for yourself, or will you have one of the members of the show play for you? I can't.
I knew all the themes you just played, so I'm afraid you're going to do some I don't know.
I'm not going to do any themes. I'm not going to do any themes. I'm going to give you WrestleMania trivia questions.
Oh, okay.
You're going to need to get You're going to need to get three in a row before a buzzer in order to win. You're going to play for yourself. Okay, hold on.
Yes, sir.
Let me pull up my my questions. Oh, for the love of God. I got to pull them back up. Stand by, sir. I went off my page. Here we go. Okay. Galvin?
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to this.
All right.
You got to get three in a row in order to win. Question number one. Where did WrestleMania 1 take place?
Madison Square Garden, New York City.
That, my friend, is absolutely correct.
Yes.
All right, Galvin, he's got a...
I knew that one. I knew that one.
Okay. Yep. What was the first steel cage match in WrestleMania history?
Was it Ultimate Warrior versus I don't know who?
Who would the Ultimate Warrior be wrestling in a steel cage match?
Macho Man.
That would be good. I would see that. Both of those are wrong. The actual first one was Hulk Hogan versus King Kong Bundy. I'm sorry, sir. You are not going to WrestleMania. Bill, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, Bill. Are you going to play for yourself, or do you want somebody in the room to play for you?
I'll try to play for myself.
All right, three in a row for the win. Bill, what was the first title to change hands at a WrestleMania?
The first title to change hands? The World Heavyweight? The World Heavyweight title?
You say the Heavyweight Championship, and I say to you, I'm sorry. The first title change in WrestleMania history was Nikolai Volkoff and the Iron Sheik as they
Intercontinental.
Defeated... No, I'm telling you, it's a tag team champion.
All right, well, before you said they defeated, I thought it was against each other.
No, they defeated Mike Rotundo and Barry Windham.
Ooh.
And Junkyard Dog defeated Greg Valentine in the first WrestleMania title match for the Intercontinental Championship, since you asked.
Oh, okay. Was that Greg the Hammer Valentine?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You gotta be specific.
You gotta know the names.
Let me try. Brandon, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Brandon. You ready? You gonna play for yourself, or is somebody else going to play for you?
I'm going for myself.
Beautiful. Brandon, what was Undertaker's WrestleMania debut? At which WrestleMania did the Undertaker debut?
Ooh. It was against... I have to know what number WrestleMania was?
Yeah, I want to know what number.
Oh, man. I want to say it was against Hogan. Let's go with 8.
I will tell you that it was not against Hogan, and it was WrestleMania 7.
Oh! I would have had it right.
Galvin guessed it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
like that.
Sir. You did not win. Let me bring on James. Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you today?
Trying to win WrestleMania tickets. Are you going to play for yourself, James?
I will play for myself.
All right, James. Question number one. At which WrestleMania did the great Stone Cold Steve Austin win his first WWF championship?
That WrestleMania 14.
That, my friends, is absolutely correct. At what WrestleMania... Oh, wait, hold on. What was the first... I'll give you this one to you. What was the first ladder match to take place at WrestleMania? who was in the ladder match at the very first ladder match at WrestleMania?
Shawn Michaels, Razor Ramon, WrestleMania 10.
Oh, this guy knows.
Yeah.
Hopefully, this will be for the win, sir. Hold on, I gotta find a good one for you. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I am. I'm trying to find one that's not too hard. I want this guy to win. I got one last question. Here we go. How many times did Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock face each other at WrestleMania?
Three times.
That is absolutely correct. Three times.
So close.
They faced each other at WrestleMania 15, WrestleMania 17, and WrestleMania 19. Congratulations, sir.
Whether you
cheated or not, I don't care. But you will win yourself tickets to go to WrestleMania at Camping World Stadium. Good job, my friend.
Nice. Yeah.
We will we'll see you out there. Hold on. Who are you going to go with?
Probably a good buddy of mine from work.
Good. I want to make sure I wasn't the only old loser there.
Weird.
See you guys out there. Hold on, buddy.
Don't take any kids. That'd be weird.
I know. I feel so good about that this year. I'm taking my son finally
for the first time.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm taking him. He's not going to go to tutoring this week.
Oh.
And I'm pulling him out of school.
Nice.
Today. He's saying nice now, but when he's homeless, he won't be 30 because he's not smart enough to do math.
It's a life experience.
Did you see that picture?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was really sick yesterday. So sick I went to the doctor.
Really?
I had a bad cough. It was killing me. I'm sitting at the end of the table just miserable and like just not feeling great. I look at the other end of the table. Is my wife, who has her master's degree, my stepmother, who is an attorney, and my sister, who is an advanced college student, all trying to figure out my son's 10-year-old math homework.
Look at that.
Miserable and yelling and fighting and trying to decide what. The way they teach math now is ridiculous. And nobody understands it. I got to tell you, if my son asked me for help and I go, I can't help you because I'm dumb. In school, I decided I was never going to use fractions and stuff, and I don't.
If Q, then P.
Right, yeah. I mean, that I use more.
Do you really?
Use logic more than I use anything else. But I don't remember how to do any of that stuff. And if I had to do it, I'd get some nerd to do it for me.
Yeah.
So when it comes to helping him at home, I have to go take the lesson first before I learn how to do it.
Oh, God.
And there's three people with college degrees are struggling to help him out and help him do it. I felt so much better about myself.
Yeah.
It's impossible to do. So anyway.
Did they figure it out? Was the problem solved with all that many minds?
It's relatively easy to figure out the answer. To display how you got the answer is the problem. What about this? But then you do this, and you're like, I don't know.
But they have websites that you can put the equation in, and they'll break it down for you step by step. I mean, obviously, you don't want your son doing that, but I'm saying for you, if you want to help him and kind of show him, you know what I mean?
I'll be honest with you. I'm a living example of that. You really, you know how you're in school and you're like, I'm never going to use this.
Right.
You're not.
Right, yeah.
You're not. It's good to have a basic understanding of how things work.
Unless you work with a bunch of jerks that ask you questions.
Well, I'm talking about calculus, history. Not spelling and
not
history.
Addition.
Yeah. I'm talking about, I mean, every year we ask you about Columbus and you forget every year. That's entirely different.
Yeah.
You still
don't use it though.
You do use it. When you're like, why are those people protesting? And you're like, because Columbus didn't really discover America and the Indians were here. And,
I knew that. Yeah. I don't need to know the year to protest
it. Well,
God forbid you ever go on a trivia show.
Oh man.
Or some sort of quiz show.
I don't know. I received several tweets while on vacation that said that Carmen was actually the voice of reason on this show, and that you were bringing up. They said, you know, the world's going to end when Carmen's the one bringing up the good points.
Valid points, yeah.
So
I just have an open mind about certain situations, I guess.
Mm-hmm, black and white dating. You're a pioneer.
Yeah.
You're a pioneer. Before girls like you made it so common to see mixed races dating, you had situations like you had in Bronxdale. Races
I've never
everywhere.
Seen it.
Well, you don't have to see it. You're a pioneer.
Okay.
Carmen's like, I love black guys, and I'm not ashamed.
Right.
Just don't tell my daddy.